Hello, this is Martin Fitzgerald, and welcome to another episode of The Shoot Treatment. And joining me this week to go head to head with another player is the Anfield Wrap's unofficial, or maybe even official, Arsenal correspondent, Laura Kirk-Francis. Hi, Laura, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. I think you've given me a promotion there, but I will definitely take it though.
I mean, that's what I did in my entire career.
Perfect.
I just promoted people all the time. It sort of evens itself out at the end, I think. Just for people who may not have heard you on the Anfield Wrap, could you briefly describe who you are and what you do?
Sure. So, my name's Laura, as we've already clarified. I'm an Arsenal fan. I'm a content creator, and I write for various publications, usually about Arsenal, but also a lot of nonsense, a lot of poking fun at the, I guess, lighter side of the game, if you will. That's me.
Okay, good. This should go well then, because that's what this show is about. Now, I have to say, when I was looking at Arsenal player profiles from the 70s and 80s, they were universally incredibly boring. So it would be things like miscellaneous likes, winning 1-0, miscellaneous dislikes, not winning 1-0. Advice you would give to youngsters, win 1-0. Honestly, it was incredibly stony ground, Laura. So I had to leave Shoot behind. This is only the fifth episode, and I've put Shoot in the bin. And I've gone over to their cheeky arrival match, which was another mag. You look far too young to remember these magazines, or even magazines in general. But yeah, match.
I'm not. I remember Match. I can't say I know. Can't say I know Shoot, but Match, absolutely.
Okay, so match was a rival to Shoot. And it was in the pages of Match that I found a profile I thought we could sink our teeth into.